the time it's going to take to recover from something that lasted for months is going to be expensive. I'd like to use the example of, if you remember, a few years ago, we had a government shutdown. And it lasted for around 35 to 40 days, something like that. And my point being is we saw a number of, we held a distribution right here at the food bank. And I can't tell you the amount of stories where, you know, people were here and said, I've been working full time for 25 years, and I never ever thought that I would have to come to you for food. The challenge with that is that the recovery period for just those 35 to 40 days was estimated to be around 4 months. Now, imagine what their recovery period is going to be for our friends and neighbors that have been out of work for a year.
How will you do that with, you know, I'm sure that you guys are facing burnout on your teams and don't have enough volunteers and all these different things. So how do you plan on doing that in the coming year?
Well, first of all, I'm thrilled that you would even ask that question, because so often the team gets forgotten about. And I described it here in Austin as a bit of a double-edged sword. On one side of it, we're struggling with the challenges associated with the pandemic itself and the hunger challenges that it created because of the pandemic. But then on the other side, we have employees that are a little anxious about this, that we have to work with day in and day out. They, too, have their own challenges. Their families, you know, family members that they're having to take care of or support because they've lost their jobs. The shifts from free and reduced lunch programs at school when their children have to stay home and eat at home as opposed to having access to that food. So it's a brand new adjustment period that requires us to focus heavily not only on our external constituents or those that we support, but also really hard on our team and our employees that are putting their health and safety on the line every single day.
So what sort of new and different things do you want to kind of do, especially in this pandemic environment, that might be influenced by your time in Austin?
There are communities that we thought were in much better shape than it turns out that they actually are. The lack of services in our rural communities. And we had started some work here that I know Dave and company have started there, and that's something I would like to continue and continue to grow, is how we support our rural communities that don't have access to services because they're not in Orlando proper. And I would say finally, just trying to make sure that we're focused heavily on our veteran community. We're focused heavily on our diverse community. And we continue to, shall we say, drive toward an equitable distribution model that ensures that no one is left behind.